A storm system in Nebraska promises to bring some snow across South Dakota and central and southern Minnesota the rest of the day today and especially tonight. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Relatively tranquil conditions are present right now across a big part of our region. Most of us are seeing cloudy conditions, and we do have temperatures in the teens and 20s. There is snow falling across central and south central and southwestern portions of South Dakota. But the snow event is by far most significant near and south of the Nebraska border. In fact, more than a foot of snow has occurred already today across a part of the interior southwest of Nebraska. Now, we aren't going to see nearly that much snow occur across our region, but we will see the southeastern part of South Dakota get a fair amount of snow, and that will likely spread into portions of central and southern sections of Minnesota as well. But it's Iowa and Nebraska that will likely feel the brunt of this particular storm system, and there will be many inches of snow accumulating in those areas. At this moment, it looks like the southeast corner of South Dakota and areas near the Iowa border in Minnesota will come up with the greatest amount of accumulation, and we'll look for totals in some of those areas to run from 3 to 8 inches. There will be the potential for something a little bit greater, maybe in a couple of spots near the Valentine, Nebraska area in south central sections of South Dakota, but we are not expecting it to be very great in the rest of the region. Now, areas near the Yankton, South Dakota area and on eastward into northern Iowa will see several inches of snow, probably 3 to 8, like I said, but you get a little bit farther to the north and the precipitation will be much less. A dusting to 2 or 3 inches will occur in the rest of our listening area, but if you're going to be traveling across the central portions of Minnesota towards the southeast, you should expect several inches of snow to accumulate in those areas as well. But the greatest snows will be in Nebraska and Iowa. Now, the temperatures are expected to stay in a relatively tight range for the next few days. Daily highs will be in the teens and 20s today and tomorrow. We'll likely see 20-degree readings and a few near 30-degree readings on Friday. Temperatures as we get into Saturday and Sunday will likely also be mostly 20s. We will have a few temperatures that will rise over 30 degrees, but those are going to be closer to the Missouri River than anywhere else. We'll also look for the majority of the region's nighttime temperatures to be in the single digits and teens most often all the way through the weekend. There may be a couple of readings that drop near zero, but nothing colder than that. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.